right, so our listener Bailey dealing with a good friend who has become a little too much to handle. We'll unpack what the issue is with group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Hey.
One of my best friends from high school just did the craziest thing yet. First, the backstory. She comes from a broken home. Her parents were hot messes. Me and my family basically adopted her back then, and I've always felt very protective over her. That said, we've developed this dynamic where she kind of gets into toxic relationships because she craves that love and stability she never had. And I then help pick her up every single time a relationship fails. Most recently, she divorced her controlling husband, but then less than a month later, she married a stranger.
Oh.
Met another guy through work. They clicked, decided to go on a cruise with him, and they got married on the boat.
Oh, wow.
I kid you not.
Okay.
Technically, they got married on their first date, and that's insane.
When you know, you know.
So I'm just getting weary of this dynamic of her making these bad or rash decisions, and then it crashes and burns, and I have to help put her back together.
Right.
I love her, but I have my own issues to deal with.
Yeah.
Our relationship has been really one-sided, and it's wearing on me. So how would you handle her if you were me?
That's tough, because I know there, I know several people who have very one-sided, quote, friendships with people where it's work. Like they have, they have to, you know, reassure them. They're kind of their emotional rock.
It's all give and no take.
Yeah.
Like you're not getting the same level of support out of them as you keep giving to them.
I mean, do you have to, you have to figure out, I think, probably how to distance yourself a little bit, right?
Yeah.
For your own sake.
Sure.
Because it sounds like it's now becoming a thing.
Yes.
For you.
And I know, I understand you, you've felt protective over her for many, many years.
Yeah.
And you feel like, well, you don't want to abandon her. But at the same time, how do you make her see a lot of her, these decisions are of her own doing?
You know, I, she's going to do what she's going to do.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that you're going to do or say that's going to change that. I think, oh, see, typically we're like, oh, you know, just be the friend when, you know, things just.
Yeah, your job is to be supporting no matter what
you
do. Yes.
You've been that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's like next level where you're like, okay, I've been that for so long. It's really starting to take a toll on me now.
Yeah. It's like, step over here in my shoes and look at your life choices. And does that shed any light on how you keep ending up in this place?
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Have you been this friend? Have you had this experience with someone? What happened?
And yeah, were you the friend that constantly got picked up? And then did you eventually realize that and make some changes?
502-795-1997. Send us a voice note and call or text. We'd love to hear your story. Group therapy. We'll try to push her in the right direction here on 99.7 DJX. All right, so we're working through group therapy here on 99.7 DJX. Bailey kind of dealing with a good friend from high school, keeps making these weird rash decisions, especially in relationships. Her most recent, she met a dude at work. They took a trip on a cruise and got married.
And this is right after she divorced a controlling husband.
Yeah. Yeah. Amber, all caps, by Felicia.
Yeah.
Another person, all caps, match her energy.
Okay.
So the issue is, Bailey's like, I feel like I keep picking up the pieces of this friend, and it's really starting to take its toll on me.
Yes. And Amy from Eminence says she needs to decide if this friendship is worth it or not. Boundaries are a big thing. If she stops putting her friend back together after the fallout, the friend will eventually get it. If the friendship is one-sided, let her side go.
Got a message on Facebook from Paul, said, hey, don't judge. You saw what happened with Jack and Rose on the Titanic. Those cruises can be dreamy and get you. He said, but on a serious note, you need to let that ship sail, pun intended.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of people that are like, you probably need to take a step away from this friend.
Yes. Becca says, coming from an eternal mother hen to the people I care about, have an honest, direct, but loving conversation with her. Mm. Tell her that you love her, but you've noticed a pattern of behavior where she rushes into these situations and then expects you to pick up the pieces. It's emotionally draining. There doesn't seem to be reciprocation for your issues. So the reciprocity, you desperately want to avoid feeling resentment towards her in the future. She may not take it well at first, but that honesty is what she needs and what you need to set a boundary.
Yeah, Kaylee rolls in and said, look, I had a best friend for 6 years who made some of the same terrible decisions in guys and in life in general, had an argument about it that led us parting ways as friends. And about 6 months or 6 months after we stopped talking, she met a guy who had a great job and from social media treated her great. They moved out of state, got married 5 years ago, have two kids. Even though we aren't really in each other's lives anymore, it's nice to see her at a place where she is in life now. I always wondered if our argument about her changing and us parting ways is what led her to rethink things.
Oh, could be.
So that might be kind of a wake-up call if you say, look, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Angie is this kind of the same situation. My best friend had a friend that was kind of this girl, and she would complain to me all the time about how this girl did crazy stuff. And I kept telling her, I love you, but you need to get rid of her because it was taking its toll on her and took a few years for her to realize what I was saying. She finally did that. Now she sees the girl every so often, talks to her, but they're no longer friends.
Yeah, it sounds like to me, and everybody is kind of pointing that direction too, that you need to set a hard and fast boundary or maybe even step away.
Yeah. Crystal's got a really good analogy. She said, I've had friends like this. If you don't feel appreciated, she, you know, won't put the same amount of energy into you that you give into her. You should stop. You can only pour so much water into a strainer.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. It's tough, especially if you've been in this person's life and they've been in yours for so long, to have these conversations. But I think what you said to us is a good place to start with her. Yeah.
And just, again, to say, listen, I love and I want to support you, but it is kind of
I've got my stuff too.
Yeah. and I need support too. And I feel like I'm not getting that from you the way that I'm giving that to you.
Okay. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.